Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CatholicSingles.com is ringing in the new year with savings for singles. You can save 20% by using the promo code BREADBOX when you register for a new account. Come meet other faithful Catholics and make 2020 a year to remember.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx and here in New York City. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about two important places that were listed in our gospel passage from this previous Sunday, the third Sunday in Ordinary Time, Cycle A, from Matthew's Gospel, Matthew chapter 4, verse 12 to 23, if memory serves. And we are reminded of a prophecy and words from a prophet, Isaiah, about the land of Zebulun and Naphtali. Now, you can easily race over these names, you know, and get to sort of the call of some of the apostles from being fishermen to fishers of men. But I think we lose something in the passage if we just race through and not wrestle with what those names Zebulun and Naphtali mean. Because these are both names in relationship to the tribes of Israel, the tribes of Jacob, the sons of Jacob. And we have Zebulun. He is the 10th son out of Jacob's sons, 10th in the tribes of Israel. And depending on how you work with the Hebrew, that name can mean gift, to dwell. And we see in that identity as Zebulun as being the 10th, one of the tribes, of course, lost when the Holy Land was conquered and the exile and all these sort of things. But that number 10 is a number in the Bible that has a significance of sort of the fullness of human strength. You know, we've been given sort of 10 commandments to strengthen us. We have 10 fingers and 10 toes, you know, to show the fullness of human strength. And with that notion of 10, along with the word itself meaning to gift or to dwell, the Lord is saying something in the utilization of that prophecy, that insight given to Isaiah and shared via the Holy Spirit, that this great light that is meant for Zebulun will cover all of sort of human strength. That it goes beyond the mere totality of what we believe to be strength among the human condition. And then we go to Naphtali, 6th of the tribe, 6th child of Jacob. And of course, that number 6, meaning this sort of incompleteness, a sign of true weakness within the human condition. So seeing that being the 6th tribe and the 10th tribe are put together, we're seeing two sort of poles, two extremes being put together, one to the fullness of strength, one to the utter weakness of strength. You know, even we are given 6 days to curse under the toil of the fall. And on the 7th day, on the Sabbath day, there is this glorification of God that is meant to happen. You know, but human labor now, since the fall, is a burden, is a curse. 6 days have been given for that. And it wasn't until the Lord rested that the totality, so 6 is just a little sigh of that fullness of the number 7. So it's a sign of a residing weakness within itself. And Naphtali, in translating out of Hebrew, means something to the effects of struggle, my struggle. You know, so knowing that the 6th tribe is also given the identity as being the one of struggle, we see again these two extremes, fullness of human weakness, fullness of human strength, strength being a gift, weakness being a struggle, that this light that comes forward, that is meant to shine and bring out of these nations from the darkness into that great light, that this light will cover the totality of the human condition. And it is from that reality that we see the initial works of Jesus Christ when he calls to himself the beginning of the apostles, James and John, Peter and Andrew. We have a place within that. We are the nations that are being brought into that great light so we can see in the light of the Lord and move out of our shadows, out of that darkness, into his great light. No matter if we're in a point of strength in our lives or in a point of weakness in our lives, the Lord's light is meant for us to bring us in, saving us from the pride that might come from our own strength or from despair that can be brought about because of moments of struggle. The fullness of God's light has been showed and given over to us via through Jesus Christ. Now, what are we to do with all this? Like Israel, we are meant to wrestle as we journey to be around our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to be identified as the nations he's called to himself. There will be a struggle from our inner self to this movement of this exterior relationship that also has an internal dimension. Christ is also in us, but he calls us to himself. So there's this internal, external, and we wrestle with this call from the very core of our being. And Israel's name means, of course, the one who wrestles with God. You know, in a way, the church has identified herself as the new Israel, not as sort of over and against the Jewish people, but a way of understanding of what it means to be in the church as the ones who have continued to wrestle with God in this new form, in this new way of wrestling with, by, and through the person of Jesus Christ, and of course, the power of the Holy Spirit. Why? In order to give thanks and praise to God our Father. So we have to be careful how quickly we, when we read through the scriptures, do we just race over names? Or do we spend time wrestling with them, asking, well, what do these names mean? And what are they telling us about the context in which they are conveyed to us in? Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you're listening on a platform where there is a heart or like icon, click that like button also. If you want more of my content, head on over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to my Catholic Stand articles, my blog posts. You can find YouTube videos and also links to other social media platforms that I use. And if you want, you can email me through that website too. All of this at thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.